it's only just February, but you've got to get stuck into it. But it's a great way to start the season with a win over a pretty reasonable side in the Hurricanes, who were not only the best team, but pretty unfortunate not to win the final, even though they didn't have their best players in today.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a great opportunity for us to play the Hurricanes. They did us a real favour. The Reds pulled out of a trial that we had organised, and the Hurricanes put their hand up to play us and get the opportunity to play those sort of teams that are competition leaders is excellent. So, absolutely thrilled that they came across for us. And, they had a lot of players that weren't there today. We certainly had a lot of players that were out, but I was just pleased to see our guys throw themselves into it like that. There's certainly a different way that we'd like to play this year, and you could see signs of that during the game, which was good. Still a lot of work to do. There's a clear understanding, but how do we make sure we can get it to happen more often is going to be the key over the next couple of weeks. But pleased with a good first hit out.
Real United Nations team, with South Africans. Of course, you've got Pete Grant coming in, a bloke you've been chasing for a couple of years. But Jono Lance comes in as well to really put the pressure on him after an outstanding Bill Cook Cup season for the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles. How's that talent coming through, such as Chris Burton and also Cole Gordon, who played well tonight from that Perth, Western Australian area?
I think there's we've got a higher percentage of Perth-based players coming through now than ever. So I think our pathway's working well, and we're certainly recognising that. But to be able to bring in guys like Peter and Albie that help some of the younger guys learn and play better, it's a great thing for us. I think diversity's good, diversity of ideas. So, guys like Albie bring ideas to the table, Peter brings ideas to the table. But, you start off talking about Peter and Jono, I just think, the guys recognise, and, we spoke about it just now, the quality of those guys standing in the middle and creating some certainty. So it was good to see us under a bit of stress, good to see us, have to concentrate and build a game tonight, and I think we took a nice first step, but plenty of work to still do.
Of course, you'd like to avoid some injuries there, especially in the front row, but it's one of the great challenges as a coach. It's just one of those things, the worm's got to turn eventually. You work too bloody hard, and especially not only with the training and the tactics, but to try and get talent ID and all that sort of thing as well. It's just,
I think the first couple of years we built, and we had a 9-win season in 2014, and we didn't make the finals, we didn't win the championship, but it was our best ever season. I think a few things caught us by surprise, and we made a few mistakes around our preparation and how we managed training during the season last year, and we got a couple of unlucky bumps, and the margins were fine and went the other way. But I think we're a team that wants to be winning. So we haven't come into the season and said let's just make things a little bit better. We've gone about it and said we want to try and become a leading team in the competition. So we're very ambitious, and tonight's just I thought the way the boys fought in that game, even though it was a trial game, just showed the sort of character that will drive us further forward.
What do you think of the Bill Cole Cup and how the spirit has helped improve the team and the balance, but also the depth of the team in the force moving forward? And also, of course, you've got the game here. Gosford, is it something you may look to do over the next couple of years? Because you're going to have the New Zealand sides who are going to feed you Perth too far away. But,
well, look, I think firstly on the NRC, I just think that was a... that's a fantastic competition. We had guys that were training very hard during that and also playing, and you started to see some of the signs within some of those games of the game that we wanted to play and want to play. So that's been fantastic for us. And I think on the other issue of playing a game here, we've been very, very pleased with how we've been welcomed. And sometimes we have to travel a little bit to capture a team like the Hurricanes to play us, because they won't do the travel to Perth. But I'm very, very pleased to play on the Central Coast. I think the stadium's beautiful. We've been very welcomed, and it's certainly something we would consider in the future.
Yeah, of course. You know what it's like to hold up the Rugby World Cup. The Wallabies so gut-wrenchingly close to getting the job done last year. Of course, you went into the World Cup in 99. You made your debut, funnily enough, for Australia in those wondrous green and gold striped shirts against Romania at Stellenbosch back at 1995, but started behind Jeremy Paul and also Phil Kearns.
Yeah, look, I think to be part of a team that came together at the right time and was successful in winning a World Cup, I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the World Championship of Rugby, so that's fantastic. But I think more on the Australian boys, I thought the progress they made last year was phenomenal. And, sometimes it's not so much a matter of what else do they need to do, but the fact that they need to keep going with the things that they are doing. They went through the tournament there and looked a very strong side, and they challenged the New Zealanders, who are the number one side by a bit of a distance in World Rugby. But I know Michael's very determined to close that gap and actually take them over. So I think they're on the right track, and I think a little bit of it's got to do with just persevering. There were a couple of things in the final that stood out, but I think ultimately they're on the right track, mate, and I do think there'll be more success for the Wallabies in the next couple of years.